Now, News Talk Radio CJAD 800 presents the CEO Series, insights from top business leaders. Your host is Carl Moore.
Welcome to the CEO Series. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University. The CEO Series takes you inside our capstone MBA class at McGill. Each week, we sit down with some of Canada's, indeed the world's top leaders, to discuss strategy, leadership, and today's pressing business issues. Some of the world's top leaders have spent time with us, like Justin Trudeau, Muhammad Yunus Nobel Peace Prize winner, and Joanne Liu, former international president of Doctors Without Borders. This show gives you a thin, well, perhaps not so thin slice of the kind of thoughtful leaders our McGill MBAs are exposed to. Today, I'm delighted to be speaking with Byron and Dexter Peart, twins, entrepreneurs, and co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody. Thank you, Byron and Dexter, for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Carl. Thanks for having us.
Tell us about your early years. Where did you grow up and how did your family influence you, if at all?
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Dexter here. So you have two twins on the phone. So we both have a shared story about our family and our early lives. We grew up in Ottawa and actually in really Nepean, Ontario, just outside of Ottawa. But we are the sons of Jamaican descent. So our mother and father both came to Canada from Jamaica in the late 50s and early 60s. And that was sort of like our early years. We live in Montreal now. We moved to Montreal at the age of 21, and we've been living in Montreal ever since.
So what brought you to Montreal, having grown up in Ottawa? Both you went to Western. Why did you move to Montreal?
Well, we had a really interesting exposure to Montreal from a very young age. Both of our parents, that Dexter just mentioned, came to Canada for studies at McDonald College and actually at McGill. And so then when they left to Ottawa to work in the government services, but from a young age, our aunt was in Montreal. They had many of their friends here, and we got exposed to the culture. Through our teenage years, we were very much into style and fashion and the arts. And we really thought that Montreal was this great cosmopolitan destination. Not to say that we weren't lovers of Ottawa, but it was slightly on a conservative bent towards where we had imagined that our later years would take us. And we came back to Montreal. Well, not back. We moved to Montreal directly after we graduated from university at Western.
So why Western? And I asked this as a McGill prof, and I'm slightly hurt, but it was a long time ago. Why Western, guys?
Well, I think that it's a really good question. I think we both wanted to get away. Our eldest brother, who's an architect, was at McGill. And then obviously one of our parents was a McGill alma mater as well, too. And my dad was an economist, my mom a microbiologist. And I think we sort of went, the eldest brother went in the steps of science, and we both followed in probably our dad's steps and both did economics. And Western seemed like a really great choice from the program, but also just to get away. And we had heard a lot of really great things about the university, and it was an amazing 4 years, I have to say.
You're listening to the CEO Series. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and today I'm speaking with Byron and Dexter Peart, co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody. What did you think you wanted to do while you were growing up? Were you always interested in entrepreneurship, or were you kind of thinking about the government service like your parents? And what were you thinking about back in your teen years?
The entrepreneurial spirit, let's say, was in us from quite a young age. And the two of us actually no joke. We had actually started these small businesses in high school, selling goods at school. We came up with a cosmetic line, if you could call it that. We thought it was at the time, that we had produced and started selling to some other kids in school. When we'd go on vacation, we would actually buy goods in stores and then go sell them to tourists on the beach in Jamaica and stuff. So we caught the bug early, Carl. And I think, but the link is that I think we always felt that we had this ability and this potential to bring newness to people, that we thought that we could create and develop ideas that would people would be into and want to follow. And that's kind of been a consistent point in our both professional and personal lives.
So you were not the corporate types, more of the entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I mean, at a university, one small area of connection is that we both worked for TD Bank, actually, and while we were in university and after school. So it's not that we we had a background. There was an opportunity to, I suppose, go that route with our education. But Dexter and I were far more entrepreneurial. All of our work experience since then has been while with international companies, always working in a more entrepreneurial setting or a small business setting. And that continues to be how we see the world and our ability to influence the economy and markets at the same time.
So what is the mind or heart of an entrepreneur versus the corporate person like myself? What is the soul that allows you to be an entrepreneur?
For me, this naturally is a bit problem, a problem solver and solution. Looking out into the world and seeing what doesn't exist and not only finding what that is, but then also delivering it to an audience. And I think that the entrepreneur, their approach is always in possibilities, problem solving and solution oriented. Not to say that that's not a corporate mindset, but it is definitely something about bringing new ideas and new opportunities to market. That's how we operate. There's a certain level of curiosity that I think is directly tied to that. And also about that the type of work that you do in an entrepreneurial setting tends to be quite different every day. It's not really that you're going to go into approach your business or your work in with the same kind of strategy from week to week that sometimes other settings are created as such. That's probably the first things that come to my mind.
Yeah, I think it was never lost on us either that the fact that we're twins played a really sort of intrinsic role in our entrepreneurial sort of evolution. I think that to think of an entrepreneur, these are the people that probably have an idea and still have the audacity to try to think that they can pull it off. When there's two of us together, we've always had that secret weapon of knowing that we had someone next to us that when we had a vision that we felt like we can really, you know, sort of deliver on. And I think that's been a huge success for us in our entrepreneurial journey.
We're speaking with Byron and Dexter Peart, brothers and co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody. Can business schools teach entrepreneurship? And if so, how should we help entrepreneurs in the classroom if we can?
It's a great question. I think I'll just digress for a second. You asked about our journey to Western, and it was very important for us, and I think I could speak cumulatively between the two of us, to have a certain distance from our upbringing and being away. So not to say that Montreal wasn't far enough to be a couple hours outside of Ottawa, but we wanted to distance ourselves to create a space and an opportunity for us to meet different people, be in a very different environment for learning, and just experience things in a new way. And I think that schools, while there a tremendous amount of the learning happens in the classroom, to your question, I would say that our entrepreneurial journey, much of that comes from what we learned as equally outside of the classroom and the being away from home, being together, and to Dexter's point, leaning on other people to trust, to collaborate.
You're listening to the CEO Series with Carl Moore on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Hello again, I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. We're speaking with Byron and Dexter Peart, brothers and co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody.
So the first thing you guys seemed to do out of Western was launch a business together called Want. Tell us about your journey to building your first business. Pretty gutsy thing to do for a couple 21-year-olds.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of a backstory there. Byron actually directly out of school ended up getting a really great job as a marketing director of Diesel Jeans. It's an Italian fashion brand, and I was over at a company called Miss 60, and that was the first place that we earned our true stripes in the fashion world. And then shortly thereafter, in 1999, we launched a retail store called Want. And that was a Scandinavian design store that Byron sort of championed and pioneered and left his job for. And that was sort of the impetus for how our whole entrepreneurial journey had started. And then Want went on to become a distribution company where we were distributing what were very small brands at the time. And then we turned them into very large, successful businesses throughout North America. And then we launched our own brand, which you were just speaking to, Carl, called Want Les Essentiels, back in 2006, which was an accessories brand that was in those moments, there weren't really sort of Canadian high design brands that were speaking to an international market. And we were able to launch a very credible brand and business that was in 100 stores all around the world. And that was part of our journey as well, too. And then finally, back in around 2011, we launched our retail concept called Want Apothecary, which was a business that was the culmination of the distribution company mixed with our own brand, but in a retail experience that was to feel very local and very experiential, sort of before people were talking about experiential retail. So it was 18 years, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. And we built Want to be an important business with stores in New York and Toronto and Montreal and Vancouver. And it was sort of our first baby.
How do you sell your first baby? What brought that about? Why did you get to that point?
Going back, I feel like I'll take you back to that the conversations about university, because it wasn't a baby at that point. And to Dexter's point, at 18, I think it was more like asking a parent what their readiness for their kids to leave home. So we had really gone through a significant cycle of business. And to Dexter's point, we were doing a lot of areas touching in the fashion and retail landscape. And I think we just saw a tremendous shift that was happening around us. And we felt that it was either one of two things that we were going to do. Dexter keeps speaking towards having a home renovation, and the difference between, are we going to renovate the home or build anew? And I think we got to that inflection point and just really said there were two options, because to Dexter's point, our business was going very well. We had a lot of growth opportunities in the US, and we were navigating, do we expand this and continue to open stores there and expand on the brand that we had already developed successfully? Or we had this really yearning interest to move towards the home goods space. We were very much interested in a vision of a more digital-minded distribution channel, and Goody, fundamentally, we had a very, very strong idea in our head that was consistent with the work we were doing before about a company that was 100% dedicated to making a social impact at the same time as making a really strong business impact as well, too.
We're speaking with Byron and Dexter Pert, brothers and co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody. So who did you sell your first business to?
We had partners in Montreal. We feel a great local and Canadian story. Our partners, Mark and Jacqueline, were along the journey together with us from early on. And we worked together for Dexter, you could probably some 15 years. And there was an opportunity where we were able to just sell the business internally. We were as a private company. We had always run. We punched obviously above our weight. And it was a really good opportunity where all of the business and all of the people, the wherewithal that we had created and that value that we had created was able to continue. We kind of exited through the gift shop in an interesting way, where the stores all remained. They continued to do what we think is a very good job with the brand and the company. And we were able to just really have a clean slate to start anew, which was very important for Dexter and myself. And we took the time off to reset. It was the first time in over 20 years of running a business really head down and with leaps and bounds year over year, that we took time, and we took 6 months off between the fall of 2017 and spring of 2018 to travel a lot and reassess our place in the world and what it is that we really wanted to do. And the final point is, Dexter and I, was the first time we ever asked each other, do we want to work together again? We never had to reflect on that. We really asked ourselves, are we ready to take another journey and to have another baby again all over? And that's where we are today.
You guys are cool. Like, let me just admit that in public here.
Thank you.
What is cool in fashion, and how do you guys find out what's the next thing?
I'll say that I'm blushing on the other side of the line here, Carl. But, I think cool, we do talk about it. I think that cool now is to have a certain sense of confidence and a modernity to your point of view. And it's not to talk about being progressive or to be ahead of trends. It's about trying to anticipate where you want the future to be and what you want it to look like. And I think that what we've always tried to do is we try to put in front the stories, the brands, the point of views that we think are the kind of things that are going to resonate, you know, in the now, but also in the future. And I think there's a certain sort of quiet confidence about how we approach it. But we're very disciplined at the same time as well, too. We don't sort of, and we never have moved from this sort of one trend or one idea and then skip out to another one. And I think that people, when they look at what we do, I think what resonates is that, as I said, there's a certain consistency in how we've approached not just our aesthetic, but also the humility of the companies and the cultures that we've created. And frankly, you know, these are things that take time. It's not just these flash in the pan concepts or ideas or brand identities that you can just put a cool stamp on and expect people to really think it's cool. It comes with time. And I think the sort of the coolest things that we see in the world are the things that do actually appreciate over time. And that's what we've been trying to do.
You're listening to the CEO Series. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and today I'm speaking with Byron and Dexter Peart, co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody.
I met you on a flight from New York back to Montreal, and you did quite a bit of work in New York. So is New York one of the centers of the world for where new ideas come from? Is that partly why you're down there?
Yeah, well, we're not down there anymore as much. I actually, Carl, it's funny, and I really remember that flight. And it was an interesting time because we were, for the better part of 10 or 15 years, traveling back and forth between Montreal and New York on a weekly basis. And so there were a lot of us doing that milk run, I guess. And it was really amazing and captivating to see that Montreal is a city that you were able to be so close to a powerhouse of a cultural, financial center. And that was great for us. And it was great for our business and great for our access and awareness of things that were happening. Since then, actually, I lived there for the last 3 years and just moved back up to Montreal to put a lot more attention with Dexter on Goody. And it's been exciting because while I think for many years, you really felt that we had to be in New York to either build a company that that would have the reach and access that of what we had imagined. And today it's quite exciting that I think being in any number of cities around the world, and specifically being in Montreal or being in Canada, there's a great opportunity where you don't have to be in New York to not only find success, but then also to create opportunities as well too. And now obviously with limitations of being able to travel back and forth, I would love to say that there was some being prescient about the situation, but we're quite fortunate that we're not dependent on that travel going back and forth right now, given the unfortunate situations that's going on with the lockdown.
We're speaking with Byron and Dexter Peart, brothers and co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody. Up next, we'll be talking about the future of retail. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series.
This is the CEO Series with Carl Moore on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Hello again, I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. We're speaking with Byron and Dexter Peart, brothers and co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody.
You were in retail for years, and you still are. Is COVID-19 going to change how we buy in the retail context?
I would say the answer is definitely yes. You know, I think there was already a move towards a more digitally balanced commercial landscape. And there's no question that the pandemic has just accelerated that. And I think what we're seeing now is that more and more and more companies and businesses are seeing that, of course, physical is of tremendous importance to being able to meet and engage and transact with the customer. There's no question that there's a huge power to being able to have that sort of digital link. And I think that's not going to change. And I think that now we've seen consumer behavior change so quickly that there's no way that it's not going to stick. I think everyone, including my mom and dad, who are, you know, using Skip the Dishes to get food over their houses, I mean, that would have taken 2 or 3 years to have them make that evolution, and they had no choice, you know, during the pandemic. And I think that that's sort of where we're moving as we make the next steps.
What does socially conscious design mean, and why is it important to you guys?
The two concepts are mutually inclusive, right? And I think that from guys who have a design background, it was always important to us, and even the Scandinavian design roots that we had was all about form and function. And thinking about these concepts of creation of things that were being built to last, things that were being made very well, things that were being made by hand, things where you were thinking about the material and the materiality of what was used to come into it, but you were also thinking about the afterlife and how these things would sort of have a second use or be transformed into other things. And I think that design in a lot of ways through consumerism and maybe this sort of more mechanical structure that we've all bought into over the course of the last maybe 50 years, we've lost a little bit of that way. And I think that what we see going forward, when I was talking about a sort of modernity or a certain cool, Carl, is going back, and not in a historical or romantic way, but going back to this concept of design having to be responsible. I mean, we use words like sustainability, we use ethical making, but I think the one word that is really driven Byron and my philosophy is responsible design. And thinking about designers and creators, really thinking about the people that will be using these products, the people that made the products, and then also just thinking about how these are going to have an effect on those people and also on the planet.
You're listening to the CEO Series. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and today I'm speaking with Byron and Dexter Peart, co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody.
How have your projects been funded, and how do you overcome the systematic discrimination that plagues the entrepreneurial process for most people of color?
Our past projects, as we mentioned before, we were a privately owned company. I think Goody has been an exciting opportunity because, I mean, I think Dexter maybe mentioned it before, but we're 48 years old now, Carl. We were 45 when we set out on this journey. We were fortunate enough that we had been recognized for the work that we had done. Dexter and I self-financed Goody for months and really bootstrapped the business to get it off the ground. But through a network, we were able to share our story and get people to come on board for the journey. It's not easy to raise capital or to fund for a business, especially one when you have, Dexter used the word audacity before. We have a big vision and big ideas for Goody and where it could go. And we knew foundationally what we needed to build to be able to create this opportunity. We were fortunate to have support early on from private investors and angels, from government and venture partners as well. BDC Ventures has been a wonderful supporter from day one of Goody. And then we have impact investors who you were asking, Dexter, about social consciousness before. But it's really exciting right now to see that there has been a significant shift over the last years. The last few years, but specifically over the last couple of years, of interest in investors making their financial commitments because they're seeing opportunities for business and scale in companies that are putting societal and environmental impact at the forefront of what they're doing. So it's not easy to do. It's I think every time we're speaking to other entrepreneurs, there's kind of an inside joke about that's the least fun part of the process. But at the same time, it's really captivating and inspiring to be able to get out and share your story with people and giving them an opportunity to participate in that journey as well. From the systemic racism part, being Black entrepreneurs is very, very difficult. It's been difficult for us at every stage of our professional careers. I think to Dexter's point before, the fact that we're twins and lead with a heightened level of not only confidence, but we've used our network to be a platform and an opportunity for us, we just continue to create avenues for growth and potential. But it's not easy. And one of the reasons that Goody exists is also to be a platform for companies and businesses from all sorts of backgrounds to be able to get their business off the ground as well too. So while that might not be from a funding mechanism, it also could be a platform to provide opportunities for trade.
Do you have young Black entrepreneurs come to you for advice to understand how the process works as Black people?
Yeah. All the time, and it's something that we're very committed to be honest with you. I'm on the board, Carl, of a great organization in Montreal called DESTA, and one of the major mandates that we have at Desta is to create this sort of entrepreneurial pipeline where youth that are coming up with new and good ideas could have these connections to whether it's funding, whether it's just mentorship, or whether it's advice on how to be able to build out their business plans or business ideas. I think it's a critical part of any entrepreneur's evolution. And to Barn's point before, I think that what we recognized early on was that people of color and specifically Black people have had a much harder time to be able to access the capital structures that exist right now. And what we want to do is we want to obviously lead by example, but also to make our network and our time available so that, you know, some young people coming up with really good ideas do have, you know, that opportunity to have a hand, sort of this hand that's waiting to be able to help them shape those ideas that they have.
We're speaking with Byron and Dexter Pert, brothers and co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody.
With Black Lives Matter, it's something that our society's talking a lot about in the US and Canada. Do you think that we've actually maybe moved the needle a little bit as a society here in Canada?
As I mentioned before, we're 48 years old and we've never seen a moment like this. And I will preface, and when going back to the earlier part of the call, we reached out to our parents and kept questioning, is this change happening this time? And wanted to kind of revisit their lived experiences through the civil rights movement in the 60s. And it was reaffirming to hear that they really felt that this was a monumental shift that was happening at large, nationally in the US, nationally in Canada, and globally as well too. So I think what is very important for us right now is to be actively engaged in making sure that the evolutions and the shifts that are happening right now turn into actionable impact as well too. And to Dexter's point where he was before is, whether that's how we approach our personal lives and our commitment to working inside our communities, or how we built our business and our take our position in, of leadership to be out and sharing our story and giving an opportunity for other young people to see that not only is it possible, but an example that maybe these prejudices or ideas that they had in their mind before of Black businesses is not consistent because they just maybe didn't have access and knowing to it. It's been very exciting, my last point, over the last few weeks to see how many people are discovering what it is that we're doing that wouldn't otherwise, and we have a significant reach, but this is really a much broader reach that just by highlighting the good work that Black companies are doing, that Black makers are designing, or stories that Black people are telling, it's been exciting because it's reverberating. And I think people are realizing that the stories and the content is not only relevant, but it's beautiful and equal to the types of things that they would in the past have been given privy and access to.
We're speaking with Byron and Dexter Pert, brothers and co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody. Up next, we'll talk about their work-life balance as brothers running a business. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series.
You're listening to the CEO Series with Carl Moore on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Hello again, I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. We're speaking with Byron and Dexter Pert, brothers and co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody. How important is purpose to your business these days?
I think it's everything. And I think purpose to business has to be everything, in the sense of we've been fortunate enough to look at business through vision and mission for many, many years. But I think that right now, any company that is going to be successful has to understand where their values are and has to understand how their company can serve more than just selling products. And I think that we're moving into this time right now where purpose is still a buzzword. But I think what's interesting about the conversation that's happening right now and as the conversation evolves is that the teams and the staff that are going to work for any company are going to want to know where their company takes a stand on just a variety of issues, whether they're societal, whether they're commercial, or structural. And I think that companies really have to see themselves as being agents of change and being part of the solution, as opposed to just thinking that, you know, they're here to just benefit shareholders. And I think that once you add in this concept of the stakeholder being as important as the shareholder, then you really start to get to a point where companies really have to pay more attention to sort of their environmental and social and governance in their businesses. And I think that where Byron was making a point that I thought was really great before is that we're seeing, whether it's in the funding world, is that ESGs are becoming so much more important, that we're seeing that to be able to retain staff, this is becoming more important. We're seeing, you know, we're a B Corp company and have been, it was sort of one of the very first goals that we had made for ourselves, was to have our articles of incorporation done in that way. And I think that the companies of the future are really going to start having to look at new models and thinking about business through a completely different lens and prism than what we have known it to be, or what we learned in school, when we were at Western some 25 years ago.
Are you introverts or more extroverts?
We're definitely more extroverts, no question. Pure Leos.
So how do you guys recharge after a long day of being extroverted, going out there schmoozing and so on? How do you recharge?
I mean, I'll go first by family. I mean, there's no question that family is sort of that grounding mechanism. Time at Habitat is wonderful. I mean, I'm sitting right now while I'm talking to you in the solarium overlooking the city, where we can see the mountain and the cityscape and the river right in front of us. So home is very much that place of a sort of slower living detente. And then I was actually having problems sleeping a couple of years ago, Carl, and then I took up meditation about a year and a half ago, and I would say it's actually sort of changed my life and given me that ability to be able to find another sort of level in my I guess my inner consciousness. So that's been great. I mean, so between staying at home and then meditation, it's been a really good balance for me.
We're speaking with Byron and Dexter Pert, brothers and co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody.
How do you stay in good shape? Last time I saw you guys were pretty slim and trim. How do you go to the gym, or what do you do?
The issue with sometimes having twins is I was like, oh, do I get an answer as well too? But you just perfectly segued into it. And it's one of the misses that I have personally right now since the lockdown, is not being able to go to the gym, because it has been typically for more than probably two decades now, a very important part of our lives is to be physically active. Whether that be in a gym or outside playing tennis or skiing in the winter. And yeah, we do. I mean, we have good metabolism, so it's part that I won't lie, Carl, but we are both avid people in terms of fitness and activity. And it's definitely something that I would say I miss right now, and try to find ways. I've been climbing up my stairs in the building. We live on the 10th floor. It was a little bit of a workaround in the early days of the quarantine. I continue to do that. And then the other way that we relax is really just trying, I think Dexter hit it perfectly with meditation, but taking time out and trying to find little moments of quiet time and family time.
It's tough though, because when you have a twin brother, you know if you're overweight. Like, the comparison is just so obvious. That must put a lot of pressure on both of you.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I would say that Byron would have won the more active medal up until he had a dog. And then now I feel like I have a chance, Carl, to sort of make up some of those gains. So I'm on the track right now to see if I can be as fit and active as he is. And I think with his early morning wake ups with little Hugo, I've got a fighting chance at this.
You're listening to the CEO Series. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and today I'm speaking with Byron and Dexter Pert, co-founders of the socially conscious design marketplace Goody.
What is your favorite piece that you currently sell or have you sold in the past? Is there something you just really particularly love?
We were on a call this morning, which is actually a neat Canadian story. It's a Canadian who's moved to Ghana and is running an incredible company called Babatry that we sell on Goodie. It's baskets, all hand woven baskets, from bike baskets to home goods baskets and dog baskets, baby baskets, you name it, in Ghana. And we have had such an incredible relationship together. And then today we were able, because we don't have the ability to travel like we normally would be, to see our partners and visit them. It was a beautiful sunny day, and we were talking to all of the artisans there, seeing them still working in what has been a challenging time, because there's been lockdowns across West Africa as well too. They haven't specifically been hit by COVID at the facility, but they're having an impact on their ability to do trade internationally and globally. And yeah, that was an exciting opportunity for us today. And that product is, and I would encourage anybody who's listening to this to check out the work that they're doing at Babatry. It's absolutely beautiful, stunning design items that are being made with a skill and a craftsmanship that I can't be compared to anything. It's really, really special work.
What about yourself, Dexter?
We've been working with the United Nations, which we didn't speak about at the top of the call, but one of the very first things we did after our exit was go on a trip with the UN, where we were invited to West Africa to work on a project of capacity building in the region. And so now, in the last 3 months, we launched a new bag, and it's called the Bassi Market Tote. It's a Goodie branded bag that we're making in conjunction with the United Nations and a social cooperative out of Italy that's helping migrants and asylum seekers and refugees create work. And it's just been a wonderfully rewarding project, and the product is amazing, and it's been a huge success for us as well too. And I think it's the one product that in everything that we're doing that speaks to our mission of the company, which is good people, good design, and good impact. And all of those three sort of clear pillars of our organization are really represented in this one product that we're making right now. So that's been a major sort of labor of love for us that's also turned into this really strong commercial success at the exact same time. So I'm actually looking at one as we speak, because it's a bag that I use every single day. And it's just been really, really rewarding to A, work with the UN, but also to sort of be able to build things in this world right now that actually do have an impact and are beautiful at the same time.
When and where are you the happiest?
At home. I'm Byron here. The funny thing is that, and I will digress, when I thought before that having two homes, living in Montreal and New York, was the ultimate, and having two different places that we would go back and forth from, and I recognized that it was probably almost a net sum zero, that by having two, we didn't have any, and then now being in one place, it's providing a tremendous amount of grounding and love.
And I think for me, I'm going to go in another way. So if that's home, then the place that makes me the happiest for sure is a place called Round Hill in Jamaica. And it's a place that we've been going for now probably about 15 years, my wife and myself, and have forged a lot of great memories with our kids there. And it's without a doubt, it's just this sort of phenomenal place where I say that I'd love to spend my last days and every day, but it's definitely the place that is the place of recharging, one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in the world. And I think that the fact that we are of Jamaican heritage, it gives us this feeling that pulls us back home. Although my mom and dad would say that they didn't quite grow up in the same way, but definitely Round Hill in Jamaica.
This is the CEO Series. Byron and Dexter, thank you for joining us today. The show is produced by Marie LeBrosse. We also like to thank our technical producer, Brian Callisser. Thank you for tuning into the CEO Series. À la prochaine.
For more info and full interviews, go to cjad.com now.